Concerted effort to determine where his loyalty should lie in the coming storm with England. Van Schaick's basic philosophy was indistinguishable from pro-independence radicals. He too believed in a right of revolution, and he too denied parliamentary sovereignty. But Van Schaick was not convinced that the aggressions of the mother country added up to a conspiracy. He, unlike Jefferson, did not believe there existed a definite plan to enslave America. Therefore, Peter Van Schaick could not side with the revolutionaries, however much he agreed with their ideology.
My difficulty arises from this, that taking the whole of the acts complained of together, they do not, I think, manifest a system of slavery, but may fairly be imputed to human frailty and the difficulty of the subject. Most of them seem to have sprung out of particular occasions and are unconnected with each other. In short, I think those acts may have been passed without a preconcerted plan of enslaving us, and it appears to me that the more favorable construction ought ever to be put on the conduct of our rulers. I cannot, therefore, think the government dissolved.
Peter Van Schaick tried to remain neutral during the war with England, but to no avail. The state of New York enforced compulsory loyalty oaths, but Van Schaick, following his conscience, could not comply. He was banished to England in 1778 and did not return to America for 7 years. Peter Van Schaick and many other loyalists were